At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Happy Top Gun Friday.
Woo!
Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match limitations. They do apply. Well, it's a big night in the NBA. It's a big night in Major League Baseball and fantasy football. One of the most bizarre storylines you'll hear. But speaking of bizarre, we need to start with this. We need to have an intervention right now, Mike Harmon, you and I, with Alex Teichert about behavior in a movie theater. We need to have this intervention.
What do you mean?
Okay, so last night we go see Top Gun.
How great was that? It was just movie for a second, just to be able to be in the same room, have a couple of jokes even before we went in. I mean, that meant a lot. I mean, sappy and stuff. It's been a minute.
Yeah, no, it was fun. We get there, and the movie was fantastic. We were so excited about it for months now. I'm telling you, it was fantastic. The visual component of it was off the charts. Like I said, I thought it would be like one of those, hey, how we talked about Gravity, how visually that movie looked when it came out, and we talked about it for months. That's kind of what Top Gun was. The fight scenes in the sky were breathtaking. There's one scene with Tom Cruise where he's, no spoilers. There's one scene with Tom Cruise I'm watching going, oh my God, they actually did this. There's no CGI. They actually did this. This is insane. It was such a good movie. It was so good. And Teicher took what I said a little bit to heart too much last night because, you know, there weren't that many people in the theater. It was the three of us. There was a guy in a Dodger sweatshirt. And then there were people up in the expensive, like, lounger seats, right?
Oh, okay. And
so they're up there. So in the beginning, anytime Goose is referenced, Tysha just yells out, Goose! Where's Goose? And so, yeah, picture that happening like eight times in the first half hour of the movie. And I'm like, this guy in the Dodger sweatshirt is going to walk down three rows and just start beating the crap out of
No, he was a Goose fan too.
I think he enjoyed it. The thing that, as we're getting ready to come on the air, we're doing our, you know, mic check, how's your levels, blah, blah, blah. I got a t-shirt. The one thing we forgot was an umpire's counter for the number of Goose references, whether directly or obliquely in the film.
I'm like, dude, you got to stop. Okay, I get it.
He's Goose!
Goose, Goose. And here's the best part of it, is that right before the movie starts, what does Teichert say to me? Okay, so I never saw Top Gun. Tell me what I missed. What do I need to catch up on?
I'm like,
why is this so important?
Are you kidding? So I recap Top Gun in like 45 seconds, going, okay, I think you got everything now.
It was pretty good. Like, it was, you know what? In terms of taking a cultural, you know, touch point, iconic film soundtrack, friends of mine on Twitter today asking and texting me going, soundtrack as good as the old one?
Soundtrack.
Oh, I was like, oh, it's good, and it's got some of the old ones. But the idea of being able to encapsulate that into about a minute while buttering popcorn was about as good as it gets.
All right, so I didn't see the first. I'm like, okay. And here's the other thing. If you didn't see the first one, you're okay. Like, you'd be okay.
Yeah, they give you enough. They give you enough.
I can't get over how good. Forget about the fact that it was a Top Gun sequel. It was a really good movie. Right? I mean, that's what I can't. Like, Tom Cruise was fantastic in it, right? And Miles Teller
was
really good.
And when they stole the diamonds, let me tell you.
And then when Tom Cruise had to call Ving Rhames and to come help him, and, you know, they were trapped in that prison, and then they broke it out because Paula Patton blew up the bottom of the prison. I mean, that was really, really exciting.
Well, we did get the Mission Impossible trailer, so,
We did. But Tysha's sitting there going, Goose! And they show a picture, Goose! And then when his son, because it Goose, I'm going, oh, where's Goose?
Can I say something, Jason?
This guy's just gonna beat the crap out of you.
I was upset with Iceman.
You're upset with Iceman?
Yeah.
How are you upset with Iceman?
Can I tell you why?
Okay, no spoilers.
I won't spoil anything.
No spoilers.
Okay,
no spoilers.
But I'm upset because he literally looks at my guy Maverick and he tells him, let go of Goose. What do you mean, let go? Get out of here.
Well, it's been 36 years.
I don't care.
36 years is a long time. It's been a while.
His kid isn't Rooster. It's Goose Jr.
Now you got to call him Rooster.
No,
Rooster.
It's Goose Jr.
No, he's Rooster. That's the whole thing, though. Goose, Rooster, it's the same foul family.
Okay, call him Gooster.
It's all the same. You want to call him Gooster. He's going, where's Goose? Goose! I'm going, you didn't even know who Goose was up until 5 minutes ago.
That's good.
Oh,
he
man.
Knew him from the guy on ER and from Revenge of the Nerds. Either way, it hit all notes.
Yeah.
You know what? You went in a lot more excited than I was. You're also more a super fan of the original.
Oh,
so
sure.
The fact that you came out as excited as you did is a win for Tom Cruise and the team that put that thing together. And for me, being a guy that it is an important, you know, movie in your youth years and all that stuff, a lot of great quotes and scenes. I walked out going, how quickly do I see this again?
Yeah.
Like the girls and I were talking about it. It's like soccer tournaments and all sorts of things they've got going on. It's like, I don't think we're going to get there this weekend, but it's there in the holster when we're ready.
Oh, I left a note for Zoe when I came home last night. I can't wait to go see this with you. And because now it's like, okay, we got to find time this weekend for that. We got Stranger Things. We got Kenobi. We got lots of things happening.
You know what? I started watching season one of Stranger Things today.
Oh,
I couldn't sleep.
Very nice.
Because I had to go do a doctor's checkup, which gets us into the game. Because all the hurt guys are suddenly playing really well, which is kind of fun here in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Eastern Conference Finals, 48-46, early third quarter. Miami, that narrow lead. lead. The idea that I had to go get everything looked at, had the stitches out and redress it and all that, and it hurts more now. Okay, he didn't add any more pins in. You know, rattle them around or shake them out or whatever. But just that process and rewrapping it the entire day. I'm like, all right, I'm not sleeping. So what am I going to do? All right, it's time for at least watching part of season one of Stranger Things. Yeah. So I'm going to be a full nerd by the end of next week.
Yeah, well, first of all, before that, well, going into the theater, right, you know, you have one arm. So I'm carrying everything. You're carrying what you can. Tyshirt's just standing around going, hey. I'm like, dude, how about you grab something? And he grabbed the popcorn. And then he held the popcorn for the entire movie.
I did.
Well, can we get and then I started shoving stuff into my sling. Dude. So, like my keys and stuff.
You thief. Look at you. I'm just shoving stuff in my sling.
I'm just taking extra straws. What do you want from me?
The best part is I had that little box for the side popcorn. I held that too.
I'm like, hey, can I have a little bit of popcorn? Yeah, and you held it out. I'm like, how about I pour some into a holder? Oh, yeah, I'll do that. And you held it. Just, you know, bringing the popcorn and you were carrying it in to help everybody carry the stuff and not that, hey, we're bequeathing this to you. This was...
That's
like,
true.
Hey, and the popcorn is yours. But you acted like it was yours the entire time.
I ate it like it was mine.
I know.
Remember, the word he used there was with an ETH.
Yes, and
I already
also,
dumped it.
And also, it was good to see Tyshirt eating at least something a little bit unhealthy. Like,
that's
I never
good.
Thought I'd see that.
Yeah.
I didn't think
I'd make it in today.
No. I had popcorn last night. I'm sick. When are you coming back in? Oh, maybe July sometime. I need some time. My system needs to recover.
Goose!
Yeah. So that was our Top Gun night last night. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon and the intervention for Alex Tyshirt on behavior in a movie theater. Meanwhile, as Mike said, yes, everybody is back. Some injured players are playing well. Some not so much. The Heat have a 51-49 lead over the Celtics in Game 6. The Celtics going for the closer tonight. They win. They play the Warriors in the NBA Finals. But this game not going at all according to how I thought it was going to go, except for the fact that Jason Tatum's going nuts. I told you the Celtics are going to win this game easy, and Tatum's going to score 40. Well, he's got 21,
well,
so he's on his way to 40. He might have to at this point because him and Brown are the only guys doing anything, right? Jason Tatum's got 21. Jaylen Brown's got 18. The next most player is Marcus Smart with 4. So nobody else is doing anything for the Celtics. But so I was right in that, hey, I knew Tatum would come up with a big game. He's going to need that 40 because this game is much more difficult and much closer than I expected it to be. But hey, when is anything the Heat and Celtics this series made sense? There's nothing making sense of this series.
Well, I mean, you go into halftime and looking at some of the numbers. I mean, Jimmy Butler had his 21-9-6 at the half, so suddenly he figured out what was going on. Still no Tyler Hero out with the groin injury, so not getting any of that instant offense. But Strew's starting to hit a couple of shots here after a dismal first half. What else is new? Kyle Lowry had 10 at the break. Bam Adebayo. A no-show for the first 23 minutes of the first half, had 4 points in the final minute, so they're hoping that he wakes up. For the Celtics, early foul trouble for Al Horford, so his minutes have been limited. Offensive touches have been limited. The bench has been non-existent. And as you said, you've got Tatum and Brown pretty much doing it all at this point. Marcus Smart can't buy the bottom of the net. He's 1 of 9 from the field, 0 of 5 from three-point range for his miserable 4 points. And right now that's what you're circling here because they're going to need some instant offense here somewhere, a little bit of help. Derek White off the bench, 4 points in his 15 minutes. Someone's got to step up. It can't be a two-man game.
I'm thinking with this series, no matter, I need to do this because this might work. So you used to work this way and, you know, picking football games and doing parlay sheets and everything else. Like, okay, whatever I think is going to happen, I go the other way.
Yeah,
whatever I think
it.
Is going to happen, yeah. I go the other way, right? Like, I thought Celtics are going to win this game going away. I should have said, no, the Heat force game 7. They play it tough because I'd be more right now. I mean, I'm not right or wrong now because the game is still midway through the third quarter. It's a two-point game. But I'd be more right now with the Heat playing better than I expected them to. And, look, it's, you know, this is where I say it for the Warriors all the time. They have to be the biggest Heat fans in the world because they want the Heat in the finals. They want nothing to do with Boston and their defense, because that's a defense that can turn 34, 32, 33-year-old star players old really fast in an NBA Finals capacity. So they better hope that the Heat can somehow find a way to pull this out and win Game 7, because the Heat can't score with Golden State. They just can't. It might be a Golden State sweep if it winds up being Warriors and the Heat, because they just have too much for Miami. But the Celtics, as I said last night when the Warriors won, it's pretty easy. If the Celtics make it to the NBA Finals, I'm picking the Celtics. If the Heat make it to the NBA Finals, I'm picking the Warriors. That's how it's going to go.
Nice and easy, as it goes. Just, I guess we spoke it into existence, much like the Klay Thompson big performance. Marcus Smart in the corner gets fouled on a three-point attempt, hits the shot, four-point play. And so we've got a one-point game, 7:30 remaining. But, yeah, and Williams has been ailing, it seems, a little bit. So question of where he's at in the center for Boston. Such a difference maker on the defensive end of things. So trying to figure out where these secondary players are going to step up. Maybe Marcus Smart heard the battle cry and rallies here. But Tatum and Brown eventually are going to need to sit down for a minute because they're playing every minute. Why? Yeah. Because they have to.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I hate that song.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Now, before we get into the big head coaching news in the NBA, I take a little bit of disagreement with you a few minutes ago when you talked about, you know, we went to all of us going to see Top Gun last night. No spoilers again, not going to spoil the movie, but two things. Number one is, you know, for a split second, I thought, oh my God, there really isn't a movie, because it opens the exact same way the first one opens, which is the words over the screen saying 1962, the United States Naval Academy came up with this idea for fighter pilots, right? So I'm like, this is exactly how the first movie
starts. We got screwed.
We're going to see the first one again. It's going to be awesome. But I will say that one of the things I was disappointed in, because I thought it dragged a tiny bit. Like after the beginning of the movie, the beginning of it, like there's a little bit where it dragged, but then it got incredibly great. Like at nearly the midway point of the movie, it was just so incredibly good. I was a little disappointed in the new music. I thought the new music would be better. Like Lady Gaga's song is okay. I mean, because you're talking about Top Gun, part of the allure is the soundtrack, right? Like, it's one of the best movie soundtracks of all time with Danger Zone and Take My Breath Away and Mighty Wings and You Lost That Love and Feeling. There's so many great songs. I mean, songs are such a big part of Top Gun. And I thought, like, the original songs, I'm like, yeah, they're just okay. They're not even memorable. You know, like, they, you know, I'm like, boy, is it really that tough to try to get a couple of, you know, big time new pop hits in the movie? Even one? You know, can we get one new really big pop hit in the movie that moves a little bit and is fast, is a fun song? I mean, not that you got to go back and play the Ace of Spades or something, but, you know, is it that hard to do to get some kind of new big pop song in it that can be identifiable with the movie? I was disappointed at that.
Well, I would say it became evident very clearly and very early. It was about the movie and the storytelling. Here's the score and the swells and the familiar strains of songs from that first one, but not putting too much of an emphasis on the pop music, which is an interesting choice, right? Deciding that you needed to make the movie sell and the soundtrack secondary, and boy did they make it secondary. So it to me, it's okay. I didn't come out of there necessarily wanting, except for a little more Loggins and Messina.
Yeah, I mean, you could have gone a little bit more of them. You could have.
No, just another random reference here and there. But I don't know. I felt my soul was satisfied with what I needed. The Lady Gaga song is okay.
But
I mean,
clearly,
we could have been better if, you know, Bond themed, you know, inspire him that way. Just pretend you're writing it for a Bond movie. Why? Because it's going to have more swells. It's going to have more majestic tones.
No, but I got one for you on why there was not enough Kenny Loggins in the movie. You ready?
Let's go.
I'm going to kill you with this one.
Oh, boy.
And TJ, maybe not enough of that in the movie, because Top Gun exceeded the number of Loggins attempts to put songs in the movie, TJ.
Now that's pretty good.
There you go.
But
there's your Ray Liotta. There's your Ray Liotta Goodfellas laugh that you had right there. Field of Dreams laugh. Very
yeah,
nice. There
it's
it
there. Yeah,
yeah,
it finds its way into the mix. Yeah, because it's funny, because that question did come up a bunch on the soundtrack. And I'm like, I guess I was paying more attention to the score, and then obviously one or two scenes where the music really pumps to a whole other level and sets mood and pushes the story along. The Lady Gaga song is like, all right, whatever. The ubiquitous love track as stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Should have licensed an old song. That's really all I want to say about that.
Mm. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now in the NBA, Miami pushing that lead out a little bit over the Boston Celtics, now 70-61 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Jimmy Buckets now up to 26 for the Heat. Jason Tatum, 24 for the Celtics. But the Celtics still chasing Miami as they try to stay alive here in Game 6. We'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes. But outside of this, the Lakers have a head coach.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. program. They hire Bucks assistant Darvin Ham to be their new head coach, someone who LeBron James had talked about early in the week. He was very excited about it. Looking for, you know, look, I think he was on, he's on the 2004 Pistons team that beat the Lakers in the finals, too. But look, former Lakers assistant. He's been around a while. He's one of the up and coming minds in the NBA. And Darvin Ham getting the gig, and his name was amongst the leaders all the way through. You kind of knew Terry Stotts was going to fall out when the story came out yesterday. Hey, if you don't get the top gig, would you take the assistant's gig? Yeah, you know what? No, forget it. Now I know I'm not getting it because you're asking me to take an assistant's gig. Not happening. And now no more flirtation with Doc Rivers. So let's just, before we get into Darvin Ham for 1 second, let's just spend a quick short amount of time lamenting the fact that we're not going to have Doc Rivers coaching the Lakers this season, because boy, that would have been awesome watching him blame all the players all the way through. He'd start with Westbrook and then move up to AD and then blame LeBron, and it would be all their fault, and he would be coaching great, and it's not, you know, I don't know what it is. LeBron's not the same player. Why don't you watch from the guy's 37? I mean, the theater that we have been robbed from because the Lakers wanted to go with Darvin Ham, I got to say I'm upset. I mean, I got to say I'm upset because, you know, and I'm upset because nobody's going to have an effect on this roster, right? Nobody is. Darvin Ham is not going to have an effect on this roster. This Lakers roster is bad. It's irrelevant who the head coach is because nobody can fix what their big issues are. They don't have enough talent, and they don't have a way to get there, right? The league is not going to make trades with the Lakers to help them out of Russell Westbrook's contract or anybody else, right? Darvin Ham may wind up being great. He may wind up being a great head coach, but there's no way out of this predicament, right? That's why I wanted Doc Rivers, because at least it would be fun. Well, you know, when the Lakers are losing 55 games next year, at least Doc Rivers would be fun. You know, really, it's not my, this losing streak is not on me. I wasn't even at half the games. I mean, you thought I was. I missed like that whole week when we lost four in a row. I had a couple of things going on. I wanted to see Top Gun. You know, Stranger Things. I had to catch up on that. I had to binge watch the whole first three seasons because, you know, you get online now, there's spoilers everywhere. And then I got to get Kenobi going on, so I got to go back and watch the prequels. I just missed all those games. I mean, we are robbed of that because of this. But you know, this year is not going to be the year. This is why I have said the best thing the Lakers can do is tank. Go into this year, try to move on from Westbrook or hold on to him, then you get rid of his salary after this year. Trade Anthony Davis. Don't renew LeBron. Let LeBron go, because you're not going to win in the LeBron era. You're not. He's done winning. You're done winning. It's done. Let him go. So a year from now, you can say, hey, who wants to make the Lakers their team? And you would have people saying, I want to go. I want to go. You would have two or three pretty good players who would like to come and play in Los Angeles and be part of the next invention of the Lakers. It's okay coming in for LeBron James, because you're not really following in LeBron James's footsteps, because LeBron's never really gotten the hug from the Lakers and their fan base in the city that he expected to get. He's kind of been at arm's length. He's been the hired guy coming in. You're going to win a championship or two, and now it's okay. You're done doing that. We're ready to see you go. If LeBron left, Lakers fans would not be upset. There would be so many that would be just saying, good, I'm glad he left. We only won one. At least he won one. He's just not going to get that. So it's okay to come in and follow LeBron with the Lakers. If you could see that and make this year a bridge year to get to there, then at this time next year, with whatever assets you get from an Anthony Davis trade, the money you have freed up, you'll be able to go out and get players where you can retool on the fly, and suddenly the Lakers are back to relevancy. But this year, Darvin Ham doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who it is, the Lakers are just going to stink, and now we just have to, you know, find out how they get through the season.
Yeah, I think we got robbed of two storylines in this process. Number one, obviously, the Doc Rivers thing. And the number of times people were like, well, he won. Like, that's so long ago. And he's failed so spectacularly on big stages multiple times with good teams, talented teams, star-laden teams. Why they were the standing for him, other than you were really hoping for chaos because it would give you something to write or talk about, just make no sense to me. But the other one is that this is the one that LeBron James wanted. Right, you talked about him in all reports that Darvin Ham was the guy he wanted, the guy he was looking at as a former player and a guy that has been in what was built in Milwaukee and how that team has risen and how they play on both ends of the court, that LeBron was all for that. And you saw how quickly he took to Twitter to congratulate him and welcome him. So this now kills any LeBron James getting traded talk for the rest of the summer. That's it. It's done. It's off the table. And now we got to turn back to how can we sell Russell Westbrook? That's what we have to get back to. How do we keep Anthony Davis healthy? Those are the two stories that now come in. Who wants to play for the mid-level? Hey, Zach LaVine, you really love L.A. that much? Really? You want to come play for $6.2 million? We can make that happen. Or who wants it, right? That's really the only intrigue here. And will they or won't they include the 2027 first-round pick with any trade? If they don't, they're a bunch of dopes and ought to be fired. I would argue that they should be shuffling deck chairs in the decision-making process of this anyway, but that would be further proof. 2027. Last I looked, we're in May of 2022. Who the blank cares about a draft pick in 2027?
Yeah.
If it makes you better now and makes your team marginally better in the LeBron James window, if you can somehow put together a supercut of Talen Horton Tucker highlights that make him look like he can still play basketball, you know, the guy from 2 years ago, that's what your efforts need to be now. Sell jobs. What do we have here that other teams might be interested in that when packaged with the albatross, the monstrosity that is the Russell Westbrook contract, can salvage the back end of your roster? That's the challenge going forward. But we were robbed of those two storylines, and I wish Darvin Ham all the success in the world. We will run the Ham Simpsons line thousands of times, no questions about it. And obviously, as he's learning on the fly as a head coach, you know, and whatever becomes of his star process with LeBron and their relationship and how that flows, that'll be chronicled all well and good. But it means LeBron, at least before the season, isn't getting dealt. And so all that speculation now has to stop, too. So less work on the trade analyzers. Maybe folks get out of their basement. Maybe they go see Top Gun now.
You know, I want to go back to what you said a second ago about the first-round pick. I like that now they don't want to trade one. Right now we're not – no, now we're drawing the line now. The other 45 first-round picks they dealt, Oh, but now we're not going to trade this next one. Oh, really? Now is where you draw the line?
Well, because you now realize that it's conventionally goes bad?
Yeah.
Is that why suddenly
now is when you're
that 2027 one, there's a magical year? They've already scouted some sixth-grader that's going to move mountains?
Got it. Now we're not – don't think you're going to get another first-round pick for us. We may have traded guys for the next 6 years. Don't think you're getting one now. We don't do that, all right? You're not going to pull the wool over our eyes. Oh, okay.
Well, we need to have one on the whiteboard just so that it's out there in the future.
No.
What assets do we have? Don't forget we got that 2027 first-round pick.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart. Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Heat lead the Celtics 87-79 early in the fourth quarter. Still a lot of time left here, over 10 and a half minutes left to go. So we'll have more on this story coming up in a few minutes. Happy Top Gun Friday, by the way, everybody. But this is now going to wind up being the most bizarre storyline controversy of the year. And I'm going to say it. You're going to say, okay, you're right. Tonight, the Cardinals are playing the Giants. And Tommy Pham of the Cardinals is not playing as the powers that be, Major League Baseball, the Cardinals, the Giants, investigate a pregame instance between he and Jock Peterson of the Giants, because, you know, Peterson had like 5 home runs against the Mets the last few days, about a disagreement they had on the field, which resulted in Pham slapping Jock Peterson. Benches emptied. There was about 30 people on the field. What happened? Was it some kind of, was there an insult thrown one way or the other? Was someone talking smack? No. This is, according to The Athletic and other sources, this stems from a fantasy football disagreement.
There we go.
The two had... They're in a league together, and in fact, it involves players from both of these teams in this league together. We don't know the particulars surrounding why Tommy Pham would slap Jock Peterson, but, you know, for all of you to go, come on, really, fantasy football? You see all these crazy-ass videos with fantasy football disagreements, what happens with people, that they lose a bet and they have to do something really embarrassing, or there's fist fights that happen? Okay, this is something that most likely was over 4 months ago at the closest it could be, because that was the end of the fantasy football season. Yet here was Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson getting into it to the point where Pham slaps Peterson in the face. Now, I don't know what it was. We're still waiting to find out. You know we're going to find out. It's going to be awesome. The players involved are going to be, oh, it's going to be so great. But I would have to say, judging by what I've seen, big-time disagreements and fights over with in the past, and all my, my years of doing fantasy, it has to be over a trade. It has to be over a trade that either was a one-sided deal or it was the picking up of a player. It was something to do with it. I don't think it was trash talk or you said this or did this. But this is something where if it's this big a deal, this is over some kind of transaction that happened, whether it was a trade or a free agent. Why didn't I get him in free agency? Maybe Jock Peterson was the commissioner and he allowed a move to happen that Pham was mad about, or vice versa, or something.
something like that. But this has to be over a transaction and involving of players, whether it was a big slaughter trade that was made that shouldn't have been made, or this, somebody got somebody in free agency they probably shouldn't have gotten. But this is this smells of a player transaction controversy. That's what this is.
Well, that's just it, right? Did you accidentally drop the wrong player on a waiver claim and then they wouldn't restore your roster? We certainly see that happen. Do you have a potential for collusion? We have no idea how many players from different teams are involved in this particular league, right? All right, we'll assume 10 or 12 person league, but beyond that, you know, you talk about league-wide stuff. Our buddy Fabiano does leagues. You know, Adam Wainwright has been active in a bunch. We should effort to track him down. Hey, what do you know about any of this? Some of these things as they flow. I mean, you remember seeing you guys in New York doing a bunch of stuff back to your time, you know, working at NFL Network, right? And all the celebrities that would come through, stars of stage screen. I mean, Rainn Wilson used to come on with us, but for baseball players they're going to take it seriously because there's probably a little more scratch on the line, a little more pride, and it's been gestating for several months. So now you're maybe it's a keeper thing, maybe it's a rules analysis thing. Like there's a million things that it could be. Yeah. It's a world of intrigue, and all we know at this point was slap.
Yeah,
and so now it's what falls out from this. I mean, I've gotten into things in the fantasy realm as long as I've been in it. Famously, folks trying to take credit for mine and so many other people's careers after posting stupid things on social media and being called out for such, and then getting all chesty. But we'll leave that to the wayside. but we know folks get excitable about their transactions. What kind of tattoo did I agree to get? What kind of punishment do I have to go through? Can't I just, take the physical challenge? I mean, there's a lot of things that go on.
Hey, I thought I picked up Kadarius Toney. Keep Kadarius Toney's name out your blanking mouth.
Maybe, right? I mean, you could have been looking Dynasty League, right? And so Tony was suddenly available. You put in the claim saying, wait a minute, I was last, or I was second to last. I should have had priority. Why didn't I?
We were tied. No, and you gave the guy. You shouldn't have given him priority because I had waiver priority, and that's not the way it went. Oh, I was away from the phone that night or this, that. This is definitely, and I can't wait to find out what this player transaction somehow could be for that. I can't wait.
No, it's next level stuff, right? I mean, Reds, Giants. Let's get after it. So it's a fun. And the Reds are in the news, right? They're winning some games. I mean, Joey Votto was on with Dan Patrick earlier in the week. I've heard little clips of that. Maybe he can come back on and try to explain it.
Fabiano just tweeted at me, hey, Smith, you think Peterson offered Pham a bunch of Jets in a trade for Jonathan Taylor?
See, there might have been something that simple.
But now, wait a minute. Now, if you go Carter, Wilson, and Moore in a dynasty league for Jonathan Taylor, maybe. You know, maybe. I mean, probably not. But, you know, you could overwhelm somebody with the sheer number of potential players the Jets
number of trade offers. Maybe it was keep your name out of my inbox, damn you. Reporting you for spamming me.
There's not a baseball game I can't wait to hear the post game up more than this. You thought Gabe Kapler was in the news for his stance he's going to take about the national anthem going for. No. Dude, you're going to answer questions about fantasy football after the game. Hey, Gabe, are you in this league? Who won? Who has the best team? Is it a dynasty league? What is it? Is it 5x5? Like, what's the format? Have you had your rookie draft yet? Have you done any of this? No, you haven't? Anything, Gabe?
But if guys are going to compete in your league, do they have to comply with your eating regimen and workout regimen?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. You get a higher priority if you eat healthier for waivers. Maybe it's not about record. It's about eating healthier. That could be it. Hey, speaking of big stories out of the NFL, we got a big quarterback one coming up next, Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today. Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.